And now, from the Green 960 studios in San Francisco, this is an organic conversation with Helga Hellberg.
And welcome to this week's edition of An Organic Conversation, a show about food, relationships, and life itself. I'm your host, Helga Hellberg. I hope you had a beautiful week. Thank you for all your comments that we received. Ocean from Cleveland, Ohio, comments on the show we had 2 weeks ago with Shunya Pratichi Mathur on Ayurveda, the Indian art and science of holistic healing and holistic living. He, Ocean, or could be a she, I guess, he or she writes, "Thank you for your show. I listen to it every week, kind of religiously. That hour about Ayurveda with your guest 2 weeks ago for me was a very special and rare experience. It was an entire hour of common sense and reason. Your guest's answers were simple, clear, balanced, and compelling. You could feel that she was speaking wisdom and truth. I wondered afterwards why our society is the way it is. It seems that we already do have the answers to all of our challenges right in front of us. A remarkable show. Again, thank you." Thank you, Ocean, for your comment. Yes, it's not easy, but it's often pretty simple. And yes, we do have the answers to most challenges already figured out or sitting inside of us. Most often, we just need to connect the mind with the heart to see the right path. The tricky thing is, of course, that this connection does not happen the same way for all of us and not at the same time. So thank you for being open to my guest and for receiving her gifts. And please stay open to the society as it is, because really, that is the way it is. Thank you again, Ocean, from Cleveland, Ohio. If you have a comment or question, please email us at share@anorganicconversation.com. It's been cold last week. The temperature has dropped. The wasps are gone. The apples are in, and my dog suddenly has a white breath in the cold morning air. How did this happen? I remember, as if it was last week, that I jumped in the pond of a friend's place washing off the heat of an incredibly hot summer day. And now, at 7 in the morning, out in West Marin, the patches of grass that lie in the shade are frozen over. This will happen to my life, too. Suddenly, just before I know it, I will be in my late fall, right before winter, just before darkness brings a season of transformation, a period in which some things will die and new life will be reborn out of their death, out of my death. So this is it. This is the time to ponder about this life and the year. And I realize as I'm munching on an heirloom apple from Mike and Sally Gale, grown on their Chileno Valley ranch, it's fall. As I light my first candle of the season, take a hot bath, and all of a sudden find my bed cozier than ever, I look at this year, at my successes and failures, my travels, my new and old friends, and I realize that there's only one question to ask. Did I love enough? Knowing that the answer will likely never be yes, I'm glad that there are 3 months left before the end of 2009. I know I can love more. I know many of us can. May our breath in the cold morning air these days remind us that we are all on borrowed time, and that the only question at the end of the year will be the same for all of us. You're listening to An Organic Conversation, and we'll be right back after the break. Back here to An Organic Conversation. I'm your host, Helga Hellberg, and I'm excited about our guest today, one of the leading sustainable lodging entrepreneurs, Mike Fried. Welcome, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Helga. Good to be here.
How are you?
I'm great. Today's a good one.
Today's a good one. Mike, you co-own Passport Resorts, which includes four distinct green organic eco-lodges in California and one in the Fiji Islands. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, the first one we have is Post Ranch, which is the project we started. Well, we started actually planning it in 1984, and 8 years later, 1992, we opened. It has 40 rooms on it. It is located on the Big Sur coast on the oldest piece of property homesteaded in the 1860s by the William Brainerd Post. It has five distinct kinds of rooms. We have an earth-sheltered room, which we call the Ocean House, which has a sod roof on it, which is pretty cool, other than when the deer and other animals are romping on top of the roof. We have a tree house, which is built on stilts. We did tree houses to protect the roots of the redwood trees and the oak trees. We have a number of units which are cylindrical in shape, actually somewhat in the shape of a water tank, which have amazing views. And then we have a building, this will sound a little hard to believe, but we have a building in the shape of a butterfly with big wings in order to protect the trees, and it's partly earth sheltered. And then we just built some new rooms, some cliff rooms, which sit out over the cliff, and we have some peak rooms which look out to the mountains. And we just a very unusual architecture.
So that's the Post Ranch.
That's Post Ranch.
That's one of the three in California.
Correct.
Then you opened Cavallo Point, the lodge at the Golden Gate, last year?
Yeah, that's our most recent one. That was opened in 2008. That's 68 historic rooms. It was on the National Register of Historic Places, so we remodeled a number of the old officers' quarters. And then it has 74 contemporary rooms located at the foot of the Golden Gate Bridge with unbelievable views of the bridge.
There was
the city.
A military site, right?
Used to be a military site, right, in the early 1900s. And we started that project in 1998 is when we submitted our first interest in it, and we opened 10 years later. These projects, Helga, often take a long time to develop, and those two in particular.
Why? The one in Big Sur, right? 8 years of planning. Usually you get an architect, even in a green design it, and a year later you open your doors, or 2 years later.
Yeah, things take time. Well, everything takes time in Big Sur. I mean, if you think about it, Big Sur was the first commercial, the Post Ranch was the first commercial project in 20 years in Big Sur. I mean, it takes years to do a house in Big Sur, and frankly, it should. Big Sur's got the most restrictive land use plan in the country. So, for example, if you owned 1,000 acres in Big Sur and you wanted to build a tennis court, no can do. Golf, not permitted. And the reason is there should be one place on the planet where golf and tenant is not, you don't have to listen to somebody yell for. It's about hiking, it's about nature, it's about the natural environment. And things like that take time. And sometimes the best things in life take a little bit longer to do.
And it's a little bit remote as well. So I think the building, bringing people in, bringing resources and materials in is maybe trickier in a remoter place, of course.
Well, it's not only is it trickier, it's that you got to spend a little more time in planning. So, for example, our architect, Mickey Munich, who is probably one of the premier organic architects in the country. You know, before he could plan any of the hotel rooms, he had to sleep in each area where a hotel room was going to go, because his whole idea was he's got to be able to put a room where no tree could be cut. And in order to do that, you really have to live the environment. And that's what, you know, that's what Mickey did.
What, he pitched his tent?
Yeah, he either pitched his tent or he slept outside, and he would move for where each building was to be located. So many of the rooms at Post Ranch, the whole secret to it, everybody who goes to Big Sur thinks, or goes to Post Ranch, that the key to it is these unbelievable views. It's on the cliffs. It's got an amazing north coast view of the Big Sur coast and the south coast view. You can see the Ventana Wilderness. For me, the secret to Post Ranch is its privacy and taking advantage of the natural landscape. So you don't have to start planting. You know, why cut a tree when you already have an amazing redwood and oak forest right there? So that's it takes time, and that's what we were lucky enough to be able to take advantage of.
So careful planning is part of that 8 years, but you go in all your endeavors far beyond what usually is considered eco-lodging. You integrate organic food, you integrate the local community. You have recycled materials. Kavala Point, for example, all the bedding and linens are organic, recycled carpet.
I mean, if you think about it, particularly with historic projects, you know, preservation is the ultimate green principle. You know, if you take what's already there and you improve upon it, but you don't go outside the scope of it, it's great. Kavala Point's a good example. There were a number of buildings that were there that we were required to take down. They were moldy. They had no historic significance. And we decided that we needed to add some room. So what we did is, instead of looking around as to where those should go, we said there's already a footprint where a building was. Let's just put it in the exact same footprint. And that was one of the secrets to Kavala, was not trying to expand upon what was there. In fact, ultimately we ended up with lesser square feet of buildings than we had when we first took over the project. The other issue that always comes up in this is that you always hear with most hoteliers that big is better. You know, the more rooms you have, the more money you're going to make. In fact, one of the secrets to our end of hospitality is to keep it small. Post Ranch is 100 rooms, 100 acres. And we said on 100 acres, 40 rooms is the right number. And when we did Kavala Point, one of the reasons we were selected was because we had the smallest economically viable deal. Ultimately, the government said we could do 350 rooms. It would have been a travesty to do 350 rooms there. So instead, we figured out that we could make it work with about 140 rooms. And it's, so far, it's worked great. But also the other key is it's all about creating an amazing guest experience.
How can you make it work and others cannot? I don't...
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one...
What's your magic
there's two things. There's one, it's the magic of the site. It's also the hook involved. And it's also, you have to be prepared... guests participate by our room rates generally tend to be a little bit higher than most other room rates. And so, what we do is we just create a great guest experience. And we also, I think outside of the box. Good example, Post Ranch. When we took over Post Ranch, they said to us, you cannot do a laundry. You have to, because it was on a septic system, there was no regular sewage plant. And we looked around and we said, well, you know, if we have to do a laundry and send our laundry to Monterey, not only is that more expensive to do, not only does it you have to drive it there and you impact
the carbon
input, right?
Sure.
So what we did is we overruled the county and we went to the Regional Water Quality Board and we said, let us do our own gray water system. Now, this was in 1992 and there was no commercial gray water systems in California. So they said, well, how do you do it? So we came up with our own engineering plan. They bought off on it. And we ended up doing our own commercial gray water system. It turned out to be the first commercial gray water system in California. And by doing that, we saved on the cost of sending the laundry out. But more importantly for our guests, we ended up with a better product. Sure. So a lot of it is just, I think, just smart planning. And Helga, if you take 8 years to plan, you should be able to figure out how to make these things, on ways of making them economically viable.
Sure. With Kavala Point, for example, the lodge, I know that you had to restore it because of your desire in an ecological way and green and LEED certified, and yet you had to honor the existing historic building structures and everything that came with that. What an amazing blend.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, a part of it too another example of it is that sometimes you have to help your consultants think. So like at Kavala Point, initially they came up with a heating system. Well, if you're there at the property, they have these old radiators. And initially they said, take out the old radiators. And we came back to them and said, rather than taking out the old radiators, why don't we restore them? And so now we have, in the historic rooms, we have these very cool radiators. And the guests, the thing is, the guests love to be able to learn about the history. And so we show them, sure, it's a little more complicated. We show them how a radiator works. The people from the East Coast, they think it's like, you know, this is kind of common knowledge. The people from the West Coast haven't seen them before. And they find it fun. And it's the attention to detail that I think makes such a difference in the hospitality end.
And you are winning multiple awards with that approach, right?
Well, we've been very lucky. I mean, I use the
list is endless.
Well, and I say, you know, green is the new luxury, that you can be both green and luxurious. We've been, you know, a few years ago, Fiji, our Fiji resort, was voted the most environmental resort in the world. And at the same time, Post Ranch was voted the most environmental resort in the United States, which shows that you can be both environmental and both, you know, both resorts are have a natural luxury to them. I mean, Fiji has won, I don't know, four or five environmental awards, has won a number of awards as the leading resort in Fiji, and yet it's not air conditioned. Instead, what we did is we took over a resort that had thatched roofs, and which helped breathe, and we have a cross ventilation system, and because of the trade winds, we're able to have a very uncomfortable environment, even though the rooms aren't air conditioned. And that's an important, I think, aspect of is how you use the environment.
You're listening to An Organic Conversation here in Green 960. I'm your host, Helge Hellberg, and I'm speaking with Mike Freed, sustainable lodging entrepreneur and co-owner of Passport Resorts, which includes Cavallo Point, the lodge at the Golden Gate in Sausalito, Post Ranch Inn in Big Sur, and the Jean Cousteau Resort on Fiji Island. Tell us more about that piece of property. How did you stumble across that? Well, I know it was an existing building before, right?
Yeah, in Fiji, what happened was when we opened Post Ranch, 5 months after we opened in 92, we got the cover of Travel and Leisure as the most, I think it was the most spectacular hotel opens on the Big Sur coast. And my general manager there was a gentleman by the name of Larry Callahan, who also had worked for the Cousteau Society and Jean Michel. So Jean Michel came to me and said, hey, there's a resort that's in trouble. Are you interested in looking at it?
It's Jacques Cousteau's son, right?
Correct. And so I flew to Fiji without any intention of doing this project. I got there. I walked onto this property. It's 17 acres on an amazing, on the Koro Sea in the Savu Savu Bay. And in about 15 minutes, I was involved doing a new project. And it's an amazing place. We remodeled a number of rooms. Fiji's just a wonderful culture. Funny story is that when we had to redo the rooms, we have a 60-foot high building where our restaurant is located, and I ran around to the community and I said, you know, we got to figure out a way to paint the beams because there's no scaffolding in Fiji. And a group of Fijians came over to me and said, hey, Mike, we'd love to paint the beams. I said, that's very cool. What are you going to charge me? He gave me a price, very, very fair price. And I said, so how'd you come up with a price? He said, well, our village needs a lawnmower. That's the cost of the lawnmower. They paint it. They do a great job. You say to them, okay, I got more buildings to paint. And their comment is, hey, Mike, our village only needs one lawnmower. We're done. Yeah. And that's what what's one of the special things about Fiji is that it's a day-to-day existence, and they're wonderful, wonderful people, and from a hospitality end, you couldn't ask for a better place to have a hotel or a lodge.
You're listening to An Organic Conversation. My guest today, Mike Freed. I'm Helge Hellberg. We'll be right back after the break.
An Organic Conversation is brought to you by Spotica Skincare. Founded by Janet Lee Katzen, Spotica is a holistic approach to skincare that is 100% pure and natural, free of synthetic chemicals, and includes organic and wild-crafted ingredients. For more information about Spotica Skincare products and the Spotica Spa, visit spotica.com. That's SPHATIKA.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Walsh. My wife and I founded Manika Jewelry with the intention to offer a different kind of jewelry. Beautiful, made by local Bay Area artists, and without a social or environmental compromise. Our featured designers use reclaimed precious metals and Kimberly certified gemstones. It's jewelry made with heart and soul. Come visit our store just off Union Square at 11 Maiden Lane in San Francisco, or visit our website at manikajewelry.com.
For the ultimate West Marin experience, visit Toby's Feed Barn in Point Reyes Station, home of the Point Reyes Farmers Market every Saturday. Toby's Feed Barn features organic produce, native plants, gifts, books, an organic coffee bar, an art gallery, concerts, even daily yoga classes. Toby's Feed Barn in downtown Point Reyes Station. Open 7 days a week. Family owned and operated since 1942. A West Marin original. For more information, visit tobysfeedbarn.com.
Fry Vineyards is America's first organic winery, family-owned and operated since 1980. Dedicated to the highest levels of organic and biodynamic farming, Fry never adds synthetic sulfites or other preservatives to their wines. Fry organic and biodynamic wines include delicious Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Syrah, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. Fry Vineyards Mendocino County award-winning wines, without added sulfites. Available at grocery stores and online at frywine.com. That's FREYWINE.com.
Marin Organic, an association of organic food producers in Marin County, California, is helping to create a healthy and sustainable food shed just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. A model for how to feed a region in a way that is economically viable, environmentally sound, socially just, and culturally appropriate. The opportunity to change the world is right on our plates. Be a part of the solution. For more information on Marin Organic and how to support its efforts, visit marinorganic.org.
And we're back here to An Organic Conversation. I'm your host, Helge Hellberg. And my guest today, Mike Fried, one of the leading sustainable lodging entrepreneurs. Mike, we were talking about the Jean Cousteau Resort in Fiji before the break. And how do you tie in the community? Do you hire locally? I know that you have a plan with the food coming from the island itself.
We only have Fijians who work for us, including a Fijian, Johnny, who is our marine biologist. We have a full-time marine biologist at the resort. We grow...
On staff?
On staff, right.
What's his job?
He does a couple of things. Number one, we have a kids program. So he takes the kids, and we have an environmental day. He'll walk them around the reef. He'll explain to them about the different, about the coral reef. He'll go scuba diving with the scuba divers. And during the scuba dive, during the break, he'll bring up things and show them, and they'll talk about the fish life in the coral reef. He does a lecture in the evenings. And the other thing we do that's really important with the community is that we send Johnny out to the schools to talk to the schools and the kids in the schools about the importance of protecting the coral reef. And the educational program, not only the education of the guests, but the education of the community, is just a critical aspect of what we do there. It's also, the guests love it. The guests love the fact that we'll bring over the Fijian kids from the school, and they'll walk around the coral reef and learn about the ways to protect the oceans.
On the property. And then you told me during the break that you have a plan in a year or 2 years. You want to have most of the food, or all of the food, sourced from
Fiji. Well, actually, what we did is about 10 years ago, we started an organic garden. So we grow a lot of the fruits and vegetables now. And we also set up an edible landscaping program. So one of the things that you can do is, if you're in they're called burrays, which is their cottages. If you're hungry, you go outside your burray and you pick a banana. So we have our own edible landscaping program. We grow most of our fruits and vegetables, and our goal is within 2 years that all of the fruits and vegetables and herbs will be what we grow on site. The fish we catch, we never know. The menu changes every day because we don't know what fish we're going to catch that night. Frequently the chef will go fishing in the middle of the night. That's his passion. Whatever he catches, that's what's on the menu for the next day. So the more we can do on site, the more it makes sense, both not only from a guest experience end, but from an environmental end. And then if the guest goes fishing, they bring it back. That's what gets cooked that evening.
And so, it is an exclusive experience, and for sure not for everyone. And yet the way you tie your business into the community is also directly by contributing financially, right? You started a foundation or two foundations that support local initiatives.
We have, well, initially people were saying how important it was to be environmentally responsible. And we've been saying that since we did Post Ranch and opened in 92. The issue for us is not just environmental responsibility, it's social responsibility. And so what we did is we ended up setting up two foundations. The first one was the Savu Savu Community Foundation. We've raised millions of dollars. And what we've done is we've set up...
How does it work? What do you do?
So basically what we do is the guests contribute, we contribute funds to it from our profits in the resort. We've gotten donations, both of supplies and money. And so, for example, we bring over eye doctors, and eye doctors will come over and do eye surgery. In Fiji, as in a lot of the countries that have that much sun, people don't wear sunglasses and they go, there's a blindness. So we do operations to bring back people's eyesight. So we probably do 150 to 200 operations, and we'll see 1500 to 2000 patients on a venture. We've gone to the different, and we invite everybody in Fiji, the villagers, to come over. There's no charge. They just have to get there. We've had situations. We had a gentleman who lost his eyesight, and we brought him to the U.S. We had surgery here to help. And it was a much more complicated operation, so we had to bring him to the U.S. We've had dentists go. And a lot of it is just teaching. You know, we'll send people to a village and say how important it is for good hygiene and good health, just in terms of properly eating. So it's an important part of what we do. We've also set up the Good Night Foundation in connection with the Clinton Global Initiative. What we've done is we've added at all of our resorts $4 per night, which the guests contribute. It's voluntary, but very few guests ever opt out of the program. And then what we do is a portion of that money goes locally. So, for example, with Cavallo Point, a portion of it goes to Marin Organic, and a portion of it goes to the Institute at the Golden Gate. At Post Ranch, a portion of it goes to the Big Sur Health Center. We help fund the health center, and a portion of it goes to the Big Sur Volunteer Fire Brigade. So it gets the community involved. People learn about the nonprofit, and it's... You know, if you're going to have a business in a community, it's absolutely key that you're supportive of the community, and if you're supportive of the community, the community is generally supportive of you. So it really works well.
And you told me a story a few weeks ago that in the time of the Good Night Foundation, only one guest has ever opted out, right?
Well, it's
and that was a misunderstanding.
Well, we've had a few guests that opt out, but if you think about it, at $4, it's less than the cost of a cappuccino,
yeah,
right? And once people understand it, very few guests ever opt out. And now what we're doing is trying to get other hotels to support this program. And I think it's really a model for how hospitality should function.
And it's interesting that the nonprofit realm and the pro-profit realm are melting, right? They're both melting together more and more and more.
Well, and they're both so supportive of it. I mean, the better we do as a for-profit organization, the more we have the ability to promote and work with other nonprofits. And at Cavallo Point's a good example. We have the Institute at the Golden Gate, which helps implement environmental change. It's associated with
leadership.
And it really makes a difference. And yet, at the same time, they've held functions, conferences at Cavallo Point. And so there's, you know, we have some benefits as well. We have a nonprofit rate for environmental groups. We give nonprofit environmental groups a reduced rate during certain times at Cavallo Point. It helps them because they need a place to meet. And these nonprofits want to meet in a place that is environmentally...
Exactly.
So, you know, instead of going to a big building and hotel in San Francisco with windows that don't open, they're coming to a place like Cavallo Point, which is part of the national park system. All we are is a caretaker for the land, and so it's there. There's kind of a it all comes back full circle.
So there's the Jean-Michel Cousteau Resort in Fiji, the Post Ranch Inn in Big Sur, Cavallo Point in Sausalito, Marin County, and then there's Sea Ranch up the Sonoma Coast.
Sea Ranch Lodge is a 20-room lodge that's been approved shortly after the Coastal Act in California that was passed. It's dog friendly. It was the first of our projects in which we got rid of all plastic bottles. We now do our own water bottles. Again, it's environmentally sensitive, and it's a very special project that we recently got approved to expand upon. I think partly because of our environmental sensitivity on the way we do it. Architecturally, it's a very significant project, and the hiking trails in Sea Ranch are some of the best trails anywhere along the coast.
Yeah, I noticed being at Cavallo Point a few times myself that there's almost no trash, right? You don't have plastic. You don't have plastic bottles. You have your own filter system.
Yeah, we do. What we're doing at Cavallo Point is we've gotten rid of the plastic bottles. In fact, we have it at all of the projects, and we have mini bars, and the water's in the mini bar. At Post Ranch, we have our own filtration system. Our water comes from the property. They're very cool bottles, and it's been something that all hoteliers struggle with, is how do you get rid of the plastic? Because it's just not an easy thing to solve.
So how did you get into all this? You didn't grow up knowing that you would be one of the green lodging entrepreneur superstars.
Like, well,
how do you were a lawyer, right?
Yeah, I was a real estate lawyer in San Francisco.
And then you had it, or?
Well, I was a real estate lawyer in San Francisco, and like a lot of lawyers, I was looking for something else to do. After college, I started spending a lot of time in Big Sur. I got to know the Post family, and I bought a piece of property from them. In the wilderness area, up a dirt road, 4.5 mile dirt road that I bought from the Post. It turned out to be one of the first solar houses in California, partly because the nearest electrical lines was 3 miles away. It would have been as expensive to bring electricity to the house as it was to do it solar. And so I did solar in 1982. I put a solar system in at my house, and I was able to be totally off the grid. And I realized, how important solar was, and that it worked. That was the great thing about it. It worked. And so I got to know Billy Post because of that project, and kind of, how you start, Billy had and I had a handshake, and he used to drink Jack Daniels. He taught me how to drink Jack. And the next thing I knew, we were planning a hotel on the Big Sur coast. And,
how do you drink?
what was great about it is that
you have to learn how to drink Jack Daniels.
It became the Big Sir Drake was Jack on the Rocks. But
what's the special handshake you can't share?
Yeah, that's right. So, but Billy Post was an amazing character. He recently passed away. He kind of the ultimate environmentalist. Grew up in Big Sur, and we got it approved on a unanimous vote without any appeals. And I think the reason for it was because of the architecture that Mickey did, and the fact that it was a small project that really worked, has really worked well with the community.
And so, still, when did you get the real sustainable lodging bug? Like you bought that piece of property. You were a lawyer. You started your own solar system. Similar story to Tom Stubbs, who he had to because the power line was too far away, of Stubbs Vineyards, who I had on the show a few weeks ago. Interesting that both of you, basically out of the necessity of going green, installed that first system. And how did that turn into the leading eco-lodge in the nation?
Well, I think what happened with Post Ranch is that you start with the Big Sur Land Use Plan, which emanated from the California Coastal Act, and even if you wanted to build in Big Sur, we made the conclusion that it was that to be even more environmental than what was required. And I think it's just a thinking of the people in the community. Mickey, he was a local Bill McLeod, who was our contractor. That's just how we all kind of, that was our thought process. And eventually, as we started working on these things, we realized that it just made, not only did it make good environmental sense, it made good business sense. And so that's how we've carried that all along.
You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm your host, Helge Hellberg, and I'm speaking today with Mike Freed, Green Lodging Entrepreneur. And we'll be right back after the break.
Got a bird, what a whistle. Baby got a bird, honey got a bird, we'll sing. Baby got a bird, honey got a bird, we'll sing. Without Corina, sure don't mean a natural thing.
An Organic Conversation is brought to you by Spotica Skincare. Founded by Janet Leigh Katzen, Spotica is a holistic approach to skincare that is 100% pure and natural, free of synthetic chemicals, and includes organic and wild-crafted ingredients. For more information about Spotica Skincare products and the Spotica Spa, visit spotica.com. That's SPHATIKA.com.
Marin Organic is an association of organic producers in Marin County, California, which has become one of the most progressive voices in the sustainable food movement in the United States. Through its many innovative initiatives, such as a school lunch and gleaning program, Marin Organic is creating a healthy, sustainable, and safe environment for all beings, today and for generations to come. Please become a partner in our work by visiting marinorganic.org and by pledging your support now. Thank you.
Fry Vineyards is America's first organic winery, family-owned and operated since 1980. Dedicated to the highest levels of organic and biodynamic farming, Fry never adds synthetic sulfites or other preservatives to their wines. Fry organic and biodynamic wines include delicious Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Syrah, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. Fry Vineyards Mendocino County award-winning wines, without added sulfites, available at grocery stores and online at frywine.com. That's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.
Are you looking for a romantic and unusual location in the Bay Area for your wedding or upcoming anniversary? Toby's Feed Barn offers the perfect venue for your celebration. A rustic barn in the heart of beautiful West Marin, with local organic caterers ready to delight your guests amid bales of hay. Toby's Feed Barn in downtown Point Reyes Station. Open 7 days a week. Family owned and operated since 1942. A West Marin original. For more information, visit tobysfeedbarn.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Walsh. My wife and I founded Manika Jewelry with the intention to offer a different kind of jewelry. Beautiful, made by local Bay Area artists, and without a social or environmental compromise. Our featured designers use reclaimed precious metals and Kimberly certified gemstones. It's jewelry made with heart and soul. Come visit our store just off Union Square at 11 Maiden Lane in San Francisco, or visit our website at manikajewelry.com.
And we are back to An Organic Conversation. I'm your host, Helge Hellberg, and my guest today, Mike Freed, one of the leading sustainable lodging entrepreneurs in this country. Mike, you were saying before the break that you bought this piece of property for your own residency, and then you just started Big Sur. And I think there's something missing to this story. When did you start to appreciate nature? Like, how does one decide? It's not just a good business idea. You have it in your blood. It's your passion, right?
Well, you know, it's I grew up in Southern California with the, and I saw the expansion of the
LA or
of the LA area, right? And every time the expansion and the traffic got to where I was living, my folks would move further out. So they were living in the San Fernando Valley, and it started getting crowded. And the next thing I knew, we were living in place called Hidden Hills in Calabasas, which was, you know, horse country at the time. And then as that got a little busier, they
not
moved.
Not so hidden anymore.
It's not so hidden, right. And then they moved to the San Ynez Valley, which is where they moved after I graduated from high school. And I went to UC Santa Barbara, which was actually one of the more radical of the UC schools. I was there during the early 70s. And so I think that's when the Coastal Act was passed. That's when
the Vietnam War you lived through.
I lived through the protesting days. I actually lived on the beach, but you saw a lot of the things that were happening in the world and also in the environment. And I think a lot of the environmentalism happened in California, and I just was fortunate enough to be around it. Then I left Santa Barbara, went to law school in Berkeley. Another hotbed of, yeah, that's great. Exactly. I was involved, and we had a publication that started when I was at UC Berkeley called the Ecology Law Quarterly. Got involved in that. And I was lucky enough, I worked for the land law environmental section of the Attorney General's office. Got involved in a number of environmental movements with the California AG, including coastal access. California does not have a good record of coastal access. And so I worked with them on trying to expand, to open up some of the coast. And so that's kind of, I've been a coastal person most of my life. I love the coast. I've been fortunate enough to go to places like Fiji and Santa Barbara and Sausalito. And it's the coast really does, the ocean, the environment has a very spiritual part of our existence. And so the idea behind getting involved in fact, all of our projects are on the coast, and I think that has a very healing, soothing way of helping us. Probably my best example, I had a guest at Post Ranch who told me that he was a senior exec in a very high-powered company, and he woke up one day and he had no hearing. He went to see his doctor. His doctor said, "I can't explain it, but my suggestion to you is to go away for 3 or 4 days and totally chill out." He ended up coming to Post Ranch. He walked along the coast, and he told me on his third day of just walking the coast, staying away from all the pressures, his hearing came back. And I think that's what sometimes we forget, is how important it is, stillness in the environment is. And that's what the resorts are about. Our resorts are about connecting with nature, connecting with the environment, connecting with your partner,
and with yourself.
And connecting with yourself. Absolutely. I was with a friend of mine from Italy, lived in Sorrento, Italy. He came to the Fiji resort. And every day he would walk back, he'd stop at my buray and he'd say to me, "Mike, I can't believe I can walk for 2 miles along the beach and not see another person." And for him, being able to walk by himself along a beach for a couple of miles, it's an amazing experience. And to be able to do that, we all need to do that. We all need to get to outside of the city and appreciate the environment and the ocean and the stars.
And so the coast or the ocean gives back in a multitude of ways. I know that you got that solar system at Big Sur for no cost.
What we have now, what we have now is the largest hotel solar system in the state of California, one of the two or three largest in the U.S.
And you didn't pay for it.
We didn't pay for it. What we did is we bundled up the tax credits and the rebates, and we sold them to an organization, and we buy our electricity from them. And what's nice about it is we don't really save a lot of money because we have to pay back their investment.
Sure.
But in 15, they've put up all the money. They get all the tax credits. They got the benefits for it. But in 15 years, we have free electricity, and it's right now. It's 70% of our electricity is being generated because of the solar system on site. Exactly right. And it's an important part. And if we could do more of that, and show people that in fact it works, that's one of the secrets to what we're doing at Post Ranch
Even though there's quite some fog, right, throughout the year.
Yeah, you know, it's post-ranch. We're in the banana belt of Big Sur, so rarely do we have that fog. And we're 1,200 feet up, so when the fog is below us, we're typically above it. And I've personally seen the benefits of solar because, you know, for 25 years I've had a house off the grid solar. And now at Cavallo Point, we have a solar, we power a number of the, we have solar on the roofs of the new units. And at Post Ranch, we have solar. So, you know, two of our projects are solar, and our goal is that eventually all of them will be operated from the sun.
It seems to me when I sit on the porch at Cavallo Point that it was a military site, even though it hasn't been active in years or decades. But, you know, it was a military site, and I'm not sure if there was ever a conflict that occurred there. But
Luckily, no conflicts.
But it seems to me that sitting on the porch, that if we do it right, if we communicate well with the site as you do, and you know, take 8 or 10 years to plan something so delicately, you sleep there before you build anything to see how the sunlight hits and what the view shed is and how it's affected, and not to affect the roots of the trees, and that your lodges themselves give back to the land. It seems to me that every dish that comes out in a way of local food prepared with that much care and the attention that has gotten into the building and the way it's maintained and the service you provide, in return, gives back to the land as well. Is that your experience too?
I think it is. I think one of the keys, and I think one of the mistakes a lot of hoteliers make, is they don't realize that the more environmental, the more socially responsible you are, the more your staff has pride in what they're doing. The more pride they have in what they're doing, the harder they try to make sure that everybody's happy. And I see that with Joseph Humphrey, Chef Joe, one of the premier chefs
at Cavallo Point.
I spoke to Chef Joe, he's a good friend of mine, and he came to me and he said, "Mike, you know, this is exactly the kind of place, you're exactly the kind of group we want to work for, because you respect, you know, the fact that what I want to do is create dishes locally with, you know, I want to find the best peach, I want to find the best cheese." And so often that is within, not even, it's not within 100 miles, it's in with 20 miles, right. And the thing is, it's difficult, because what you have to do, he has to be as passionate about his art as we are about creating a guest experience. But if you can go to a place and you're the only one that has tried this tomato or gotten to sample this peach, those are the things that make your guest experience very, very special. I mean, Joe uses only beef from grass-fed beef from Marin County. I mean, how absolutely cool is that? He's got a cheesemaker from Marin County who makes cheese. Now, the problem with that is that we're probably the only one of the only restaurants where because she can't do much of it, so she's the only restaurant where we get the cheese, or we happen to get these fruits. And it's, you know, it's great. We may find pears. One of the partners may have a pear farm on his property, and those will be the only pears we'll get. But it's what makes it so special.
Yes, you're continuing to tell healing stories with every dish, and it's interesting how then things line up. I know Joseph made a lamb dish for the crew of the Michelin star, right? The rating.
Right,
folks that came in and had a meal at Cavallo Point, and he was honored. He was it was rated one Michelin star, just months after you guys opened.
Within 3 months of opening, Michelin showed up, and he got a Michelin star, which was almost. I think we were the only restaurant to get a Michelin star in its first year. It was pretty unbelievable.
And it was featuring local lamb from Red Hill Farms, Don Gilardi, who is literally 20 miles away,
right?
A member of Marin Organic.
And virtually all of the fruits and vegetables come from Marin County. We have Kelsey Kerr, who used to be the executive chef at Chez Panisse, co-authored Alice's Waters book. She's our cooking school director. And so often she'll bring in a farmer. We have a farmer, I think it's called a farmer chef and vintner. And so we'll bring in a local vintner. We'll use a local farmer, and with Kelsey, they'll do a class in organic cooking.
Which brings us to events. There's a big event coming up at the end of October, a fundraiser for Marin Organic on October 25th at Cavallo Point. What will happen there?
It's very, very, I'm so excited about the event. I mean, not only do we have a fundraiser for a dinner fundraiser that Chef Joe is cooking at Murray Circle, but we also have a cooking class with Dario Cincini, the butcher of Panzano, probably the world's most famous butcher. And I actually read his book. I read the book by Bill Buford.
Yeah, Heat.
Heat, who, by the way, Bill Buford is the brother in law of one of the guys who works for Cleve Justice, who oversees the Institute at the Golden Gate. Cleve, by the way, is going to be there, and it's going to be very exciting to see Dario
full circle at Murray Circle.
At Murray Circle. And so that'll be part of the cooking class, and then he's going to be doing a demonstration of artisan butchery, which I think is very very exciting. And I'm particularly excited because my grandfather was a butcher. Came over from Europe and was a butcher in Indiana, and so I'm particularly excited about Dario's demonstration.
And then all that in from 5:30 to 7:30 on October 25th, before the dinner, is a showcase of Douglas Gayton's book "Slow: Life in a Tuscan Town." Right, he spent a decade, I think, in Italy. Dario Cicchini is on the cover of that book. It just was released a couple of weeks ago. And then Douglas Gayton, the photographer, took parallel images of agricultural producers of Marin Organic members in West Marin. So you have the Tuscan cheesemaker and the West Marin cheesemaker, Cowgirl. It's spectacular. It'll be amazing. And it's at an amazing setting, then followed by that dinner.
Well, it's, you know, I have the good fortune of going to Tuscany on occasion, and to be able to be in Tuscany and then in West Marin is two very, very special places. I'm very lucky to have a project in Marin County, and I'm excited about the photography, which is an important part of what we do at Cavallo Point with the whole photography exhibits that are there, and having him there to show those photographs is really going to be special.
Yes, Tuscany meets Marin on October 25th at Cavallo Point, and tickets are available at marinorganic.org. I'm speaking with Mike Fried. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. And Mike, what's the future? Where will you, what are the plans? I know you have always something up your sleeve.
Well, right now, it's really to fine-tune all of the projects. You probably read Travel and Leisure named Cavallo Point one of the 10 new green landmarks in America. And so really our work right now is to continue to do what we're doing, which is creating a great guest experience in an environmental and socially responsible way. And that's right now, that's really what I'm focused on, is how we make, in this challenging economic times, how we make our projects work. We've been very lucky.
What can possibly be in you know, how can you up what is already so perfect? I mean, you have electric carts zipping around. You have, you know, all local organic food. You have a foundation giving back to the local community. It's all on solar, your own gray water system, and you filter your own water, no plastic. So what is there possibly
there's
to do?
There's always more to do. We're working now. One of the things we did in Fiji is we came up with our own wastewater system. One of the big challenges on islands is how do you filter waste because of the coral reef? And so we've now come up with a system where we take all of our waste, it's called a wetlands program. All the water gets, all the waste gets totally recycled. We use Fiji water, plastic water bottles to help with the recycling program, and the water goes into a lagoon and then it becomes a sanctuary for the fish and the birds. And those are the kinds of things we're looking to do at all of our projects. Is, you know, we're not totally carbon neutral, And we're working on that as well at Post Ranch. We've now, I think, done a good job with solar photovoltaic systems. We're now turning ourselves to solar hot water, how we reduce our propane use. And I think there's more of the environmental things that we can do at all of these projects. And that's really what we're trying to do now is to become greener yet. And I think there are still a number of things we can do to improve upon that, and I think that helps improve the guest experience. And as we improve the guest experience, hopefully we'll always operate at a very high occupancy.
And then you personally, what is the feedback you're getting from guests? Like, what have you in this work since you bought that piece of property that in a way started it all in Big Sur?
Post Ranch, I mean, we've been very, very lucky at Post Ranch. Not only
is that where your heart is?
Yeah, well, there, I love Fiji. I love Cavallo Point, Post Ranch. I mean, Big Sur is where I spend, Big Sur and Marin County are the two places I spend
most of my
time. But, you know, Big Sur, it's such a special place. It's one of the one areas of the world where there's just no more development. It's very difficult to find any more land. Most of the property is owned by the federal government or the state government. And so for me, having a place, a very healing place where I get to, where I have the good fortune to be able to walk and without seeing a whole lot of people, I'm very, very lucky. Privacy is one of the things, Helga, that I think we're losing in this world. And to be able to go to a place that's truly private, where you can spend time with your partner or with yourselves, to me is one of the very most important things we can do in our existence. And so that's, and at the same time, to be able to get an unbelievable meal, you know, or to have a great spa treatment is really important. Our rejuvenation as individuals, as human beings, is so important to continuing our life. I have a saying, and is that every day I stay in Big Sur adds 5 to my life. And, you know, Billy Post just passed away at age of 90. And one of the last Big Sur settlers. And I'm convinced one of the reasons, you know, he lived as long as he did, and he lived a hard life, is because he had the good fortune of growing up in Big Sur.
Thank you for doing what you're doing, Mike Fried, who co-owns Passport Resorts, which includes the Jean-Michel Cousteau Resort, which is the number one environmental resort in the world.
Yes, it's won both Condé Nast Travel and Leisure. Both Condé Nast, TripAdvisors, and Islands Magazine named it the most environmental resort in the world.
And then Post Ranch, the number one environmental hotel in the U.S.
I've been very lucky on that one, and we feel good.
The top 10 of green hotels.
And we've only been open for a year, that's Cavallo right. Point, so give me a little time, and I think we'll be up there as well.
We'll have you back in in a few months. I'm sure you'll reach that in no time. Thank you. That was this week's edition of An Organic Conversation. Thank you to our guest again, Mike Fried, sustainable lodging entrepreneur and co-owner of Passports Resort, Cavallo Point, Post Ranch Inn and Big Sur Jean Cousteau Resort in the Fiji Islands, and Sea Ranch Lodge on the Sonoma Coast. What's the best website for people to look you up?
Well, I think the best one is to go to each one. Post Ranch is postranchinn.com, Fiji's FijiResort.com, and Cavallo Point is CavalloPoint.com, SeaRanchLodge.com. So we go to each one of the websites. They'll tell you a lot more about each of the projects.
And all that, of course, will be up on AnOrganicConversation.com. Thanks, Mike. Great to have you.
It's great to be here, Helga. Thank you.
An Organic Conversation is produced by our wonderful Heidi Hartley. Broadcast sound engineer is our fantastic Jan Lloyd. Amazing production assistant is Justin Herigoyen. Underwriting production provided by The Ear, the one and only Mark Van Gelder. Thank you all, and also always thanks to the team here at Green 960, our very own Fab Five, Corey Calward, Mark McNone, Chris Gardiner, and of course John Scott and John Plessis. Also, always thank you, our listeners, for being part of this show and for actually listening. For blogs, podcasts, and more information on this show and previous shows, please visit us on our website at anorganicconversation.com. And you can also find us on iTunes, where you can download An Organic Conversation to your iPhone or iPod and take us with you wherever you may go. Maybe to one of those resorts. If you would like to read my blog, please visit helgehelberg.com. And last but not least, you can also follow us now on Facebook and Twitter. Both look for An Organic Conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Please send us your comments to share@anorganicconversation.com. Coming up next is the Gavin Newsom Show, so please stay put. I'm your host, Helge Hellberg. Have a great weekend, and thanks again for listening to An Organic Conversation here on Green 960.